Well, we're ecstatic that we won. Very pleased that we won, and state dominated us in the second half. They shoot 65%, we shoot 39%. They cut it down to 12 or 13, and we took it back to 20 or 21, something like that. And they kept making better plays than we made. First half, I was very frustrated because we didn't finish plays at the basket. Second half, we didn't finish plays at the basket, and we didn't guard them either. But you know, when you go 17 for 45 in the three-second lane or in the paint, it's what the stat sheet says. But 17 for 45, most of the time you don't win. But we called state on the day where they didn't make a bunch of their shots. At one point in the first half, I leaned over to our staff and I said, the only people shooting the ball worse than we are is them. And, you know, you like to beat people where your defense has an effect on what they do. But first half, I was really pleased with us defensively. And in the second half, I was not pleased. The backboards 52 to 36 was big for us. Second chance points was big for us. We didn't do a very good job defensively in the second half at all. And then missing one time, we came down, Marcus had a wide open three, Leslie had a wide open three because we got a rebound. Then we got that rebound and missed an 8-footer. You got to be able to make some shots. But this is a pretty tough league, and playing three games in a week is not conducive to being fresh, I guess. But we won the game, and we were fortunate that state didn't make a lot of shots that they normally make.
Get to the free throw line has been an emphasis.
How pleased were you with that? We were more aggressive and got to the line. Except for James Michael, everybody shot him really, really well. We made a percentage in the second half of 15 to 17 you'd always like. They were yelling at one time there at the end to foul James Michael, and we helped them. They didn't foul him. We turned it over so they got a good chance to go down without even worrying about him shooting free throws. But 25 for 33 for us is, needless to say, better than we usually do. And 15 to 17 in the second half, I'm ecstatic about.
After where you guys were, 0-3, 4-4,
what does that say about? Well, I think it does say something about the kind of kids that we have. That when we're 0-3 or 1-4, our kids stuck with it, tried to do what we asked them to do every day in practice. They worked hard. I really believe we're getting better as a team. Told them that this week. I think we're really close to really becoming a good basketball team, but we've got to take some more steps and got to maintain that intensity level for a longer period of time. But I do think it says a great deal about the character of the kids we have, that they didn't get down when it was 0-3 and 1-4. They didn't start pointing fingers at anybody else. They accepted the coaching that we were trying to do, and they are getting better.
Coach, you mentioned sense of urgency yesterday and kind of the way the team's gotten
and
back.
Monday, Tuesday, forward. Wednesday, Thursday, I'll say that.
Precisely. Today, with everything that was going wrong, were you happy with that part of it?
In the first half, I was, really. Because, I mean, we really did a nice job defensively, and we got lucky because they missed some shots, too. But I thought we were really active in the second half. We weren't as active, and then I didn't think we had that sense of urgency. And then we just made silly plays. I mean, shying away from contact, and, you know, we're trying to run clock, and we shoot a 4-footer and shoot it 3 feet and get a rebound and then try to go back up and shoot it again. You know, just get the ball out kind of thing. But 3-on-1 fast break, we don't get a shot. You know, those kind of things you can't do in a close, close basketball game. Fortunately for us, I'm not trying to condemn state, but they really helped us by missing so many shots in the first half. And then the second half, they didn't miss very many because they shot 65%.
How would you evaluate the defense on Warren?
First half, I thought we were fine. He had 4 field goals at halftime, and 2 of them he picked up loose balls and laid it up. Second half, I didn't think we did nearly as good a job. Leslie lost him one time completely, goes behind him. You know, it's hard for me to figure out how you lose the guy that's the leading scorer in the entire conference. You know, I'd know at least which zip code he is. But TJ is a difficult player to guard. He really is. He made a couple of tough shots spinning in the lane, too. You got to give him credit.
Anyone else?